马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音，说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe in the gospel.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。
And he walked by the sea of Galilee. He saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人得鱼一样。
Then Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.
那现在我们要进入第二年，主耶稣工作的第二年，大概就是主后，就是主后二十八年。
Now we are going to the second year of Jesus' ministry, that is actually 28 AD.
那约翰，还有最早的几个门徒已经跟随主刚好是一年了。
And so, John and other disciples, they were following Jesus for almost a year.
那在我们进入到新的一年以前，我想我们把这个第一年，我们再把它很快的复习一下。
We'd like to have a quick revision, that transpired during the first year.
为什么约翰他是这么记载前面四章的
？And how did John record the first four chapters, for the event that happened?
他一面回忆当初认识主、遇见主最早的一年。
So he recalled that the earliest year that he had come to know the Lord.
但他注意到主耶稣遇见尼哥底母、遇见撒玛利亚，还有前前后后这些所发生的事。
And all the events that happened, like meeting Nicodemus, Samaritan woman, and so forth.
那么就历史来讲，是一件一件的事。
And from the point of history, it is every event by itself.
但是约翰他回过头去看呢，这里面有一个 design, 有一个设计在的背后。
But to John, as he looked back, it seemed that there is a design behind it.
我们知道他说。他遇见主是亲眼看见、亲眼摸过，然后亲手也是亲耳听见。
He says that he has seen with his own eyes, he has heard with his own ears, and he has touched with his own hands.
然后约翰说这是生命的道，这个生命的道我们亲眼看见了、亲耳听见了，也亲手摸过。
And so that he says that this is man by the way of life.
那道成肉身没有错，就是我们的主。
And that is true, our God has become flesh.
他知道知。The word
becomes flesh.
那么支搭帐篷在我们的中间。
That he has built his tent in our midst.
那从表面上所显出来是历史。
And outwardly it is history.
但是背后有一个道，叫做生命的道。
But the background will be the way of life.
所以当约翰写前面四章，他不光讲历史。
Not only that John touches on history.
这样的安排，主耶稣出现，先是尼哥底母，然后撒玛利亚，前前后每一个主耶稣的一举一动，他背后是有个道的，一个 word， 一个道。
And so every event that have taken place, that behind there is a way.
那道
the word. That's a word.
所以这个是生命的道。
This is the word of life.
或者说生命的道理。
Or this is the truth of life.
所以如果你看这个读约翰福音的时候
，and if you were to study the Gospel of John，
一面给我们看见他是道成肉身的道
，it's thought that the word became flesh。
但是当他约翰来形容那个历史的时候
，and as John described the history，
你看见他有一个。当我们来看这个约翰福音的时候，约翰福音的时候
，and so as we look into the Gospel of John。
你会觉得约翰写约翰福音，他的那个安排，整个约翰福音那个次序的排列，有圣灵特别的意义在背后。
There is a spiritual meaning as the arrangement and the sequence.
比方说先是约翰跟安德烈。
First it was mentioned about John and Andrew.
然后彼得。
Then the,
然后腓力。
Peter, Philip.
然后拿但业。
Nathaniel.
从神的羔羊到圣灵主耶稣这个就是用圣灵施浸的那一位。
And that, that about born of God and that was baptized by the Holy Spirit.
那么一直到后来一直到后来主耶稣是天梯。
And that we refer to the Jesus as these heavenly steps.
所以你看见主耶稣遇见这些人，好像人物出现了，那么后面跟着启示也就来了。
And so as we meet these people, that we know, it follows by revelation.
所以今天早晨我们已经看过那个大概的历史。
And so we have gone through the aspect of history.
但是现在我们回过头去看，你看事实上圣灵在背后有一个很奇妙的安排。
And you know that it's wonderfully there is something that has been arranged by the Holy Spirit.
因为这里明显给我们看见生命的道是什么样的道。
Show us the way of life.
因为马可、马太、马可、路加是讲的国度的道。
That we know, Matthew, Mark, and Luke is talk about the way of the heaven.
No, the word of
the word of kingdom.
那么现在 the word of life 就是约翰福音是讲的 the word of life 讲的生命的道。
And so now John touches on the word of life.
所以。所以当什么是生命的道呢
what do we mean by the word of life?
意思就是说在历史上是这样发生的。
And that, happens in history.
然后呢比方说对于约翰安德烈有这个启示然后对拿但业有这样的启示。
The revelations, of John and Andrew and the revelation for, Nathaniel.
但是呢今天这些刚好用在我们的身上。
And you know that all this applies to our present day.
所以神的羔羊主耶稣是用圣灵施浸的还有他是天梯这都是用在我们身上。
The Lamb of God, the Holy Spirit, we're baptized by the Holy Spirit and about the heavenly steps, these are all applied in our life.
因为生命的道是永远的。
Because the word of life is eternal.
不只是为着这五个门徒也是为着我们。
Not only meant for the five disciples, they are also meant for us.
所以这是约翰福音为什么和其他福音书不一样的地方。
And that is the reason why there is a demarcation between the Gospel of John and the other three Gospels.
那么一开始给我们看见神的羔羊。
First of all, we come to witness is the Lamb of God.
那约翰跟安德烈就做了第一个跟随羔羊的人。
And so we know John and Andrew, they became the first two disciples to be, the Lord's disciples.
我们今天也是这样。
Similarly,
我们不是第一个、第二个，我们不可能是几万万分、几万万个里面第一个、里面的一个。
We are not the first or the second. We are maybe one in one of the ten of a thousand.
但是不管怎么样，我们知道说这里的启示都是一样的。
But here we notice the revelation is the same.
所以很清楚的，这里告诉第一章就给我们看见约翰或者安德烈就成为羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
And so in first chapter we know wherever the lamb goes, they, John and Andrew will follow.
那么他们从从伯大尼开始，从伯大尼结束。
And it begins with Bethany beyond Jordan, right up to Bethany.
那么羔羊如果跟随羔羊有什么结果呢？
What is the end result if you are to follow the Lamb of God?
所以我们现在读一节圣经，再回过头来约翰福音就很清楚了。
And so as we summarize one verse, and it will be very clear.
你看约翰启示录第七章。
Shall we turn to Revelation chapter 7?
第十七节。
Verse 17,
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
如果说约翰福音告诉我们，羔羊无论往哪里，我们都跟随。
And if John Gospel tells us wherever the Lamb goes, we will follow.
如果这条路是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
And if the way is from Bethany to Bethany.
那如果你真的羔羊，他把我们带到哪里去？
Where will the Lamb of God lead us to?
这里说领他们到生命水的泉源。
And here it just says, lead them to living fountains of water.
约翰福音第四章，我们就被带到生命水的泉源。
And then, John chapter 4, we have brought before the fountains of living water.
约翰福音第一章，生命在他里头。
First of all, in chapter 1, life is in him.
现在到了第四章，就到撒玛利亚的里头。
And now, in Samaria, now is it within the Samaritan.
撒玛利亚代表我们这些人。
Samaritans, represent us.
当我们今天用灵和诚实真实来敬拜父的时候
And we worship our God with a spirit in truth
你看我们就被领到了生命水的泉源
Now that we have come to the fountain of living water
在这里神要擦干我们一切的眼泪
Here God will wipe away every tear from our eyes
所以从第一章到第四章很明显这一条路是这么一步一步带的
And so from chapter 1 to chapter 4 is step by step we have been led
那当然和各个他的工作有关系。
Of course, it's associated with the work at Calcutta.
第一个五旬节有关系。
Something to associate, it will associate with the first Passover.
那不止如此。
More than that.
今天主在十字架上也这个在十字架上这个他也把他生命给了我们。
On the cross that he has given us his life.
他真的经过了九章十字架。
He has gone through the wine press.
所以当你读到前面几章的时候，你看见事实上的羔羊。是把我们到了生命水的泉源。
And so we know for the early chapters, we have been brought to the fountains of living water.
所以你看，虽然历史上是这样发生，你碰到撒玛利亚，但是刚好撒玛利亚他口渴，所以然后呢，你看见说主说我就赐给我你我这个这个，然后你凡喝这水就不必再渴。
And so that Samaritan woman, she was thirsty, she needed to draw water from the well. But this is what Jesus said: Whosoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but but what have been for the fountain of living water, they will never thirst.
所以不要忘记，这个就是创约翰福音的前四章。
These are the four chapters of Gospel of John.
但是你讲的生命的道不能停在这里。
And when we talk about the word of life, we can't stop.
既然导到讲到生命水的泉源。
Now, since we have talked about the fountains of living water,
第四章是信我的人在福中要流出信我不这个这个在里面这个。主所赐的水在我们里面要成为一井的泉源。
That you know what God has given us is going to be a well of living water.
但是到了约翰福音第七章
，But as we proceed to John chapter seven，
信我的人从他的腹中要流出活水的江河。
And chapter seven says, out of those who believe in it, out of their veins will outflow the water, living water.
所以，如果我们真的跟随羔羊的话
，And that if we were to follow, we truly follow the Lamb，
从第一章到第四章。
Chapter 1 to chapter 4.
从生命在他里头到生命在我里面。
The life is in him, now the life is in us.
到了第七章的时候，从我们里面就流出活水的江河。
And then in chapter 7, out from us will flow waters of living water.
所以当我们读约翰福音，你就看见从第一章到第七章，很明显从生命开始，从生命结束。
And so from chapter 1 to chapter 7, you can see it begins with life and it ends with life.
所以这个就所以从约翰福音第一章第四章又慢慢就引到第七章然后最后到二十一章
And so slowly we have been led from chapter 4 to chapter 7 and eventually we will be led to chapter 21
所以现在我想我们可以暂时离开约翰福音因为我们第四章那个前面四章是很关键的四章
And so the four chapters are the key chapters
所以到现在我想很久了
And so we are very clear
主耶稣是人子是整本约翰这个路加福音告诉我们
And this is what John told us that he is the Son of God.
Luke 6
shows us that he is the Son of Man.
那么然后到了主耶稣一岁两岁的时候，你看约马太福音第一章、第二章就进来了。
And so then it leads us into Matthew chapter 1, chapter 2.
然后给我们看见他是君王，是被弃绝的君王。
That we have seen he has been a forsaken king.
那么到了主耶稣他第一他开当他从从这个当他从旷野回来，当他受了试探四十昼夜以后
，After he had been tempted for 40 days and night，
他就正式开始他的工作
，And he commenced his ministry。
他就开始呼召他的门徒
，And he began to call his disciples。
这就是他最早的工作
，And that is his early ministry。
那你怎么解释他的工作
？And how do we explain his ministry？
那么这就是约翰福音
，And that is in John。
给我们看见他是神的儿子
，That he is the Son of God。
所以主呼召这些门徒，不是像苏格拉底呼召门徒
，And it is not like Socrates that who have called their disciples。
也不是孔子呼召他的门徒
，And it is not like Confucius who are calling their disciples。
因为这个 master 这个先生。他一面是神的羔羊，他一面又是天梯。
That we know that this master he is not on the one hand he is the Lamb of God, on the other hand is the heavenly
Lamb. 他的确是神的儿子。
He is indeed truly the Son of God.
好，那我们还漏掉一点，我想我们特地把它漏掉的有一个原因，就是第三章。
There's one portion that we have purposely missed out.
那么第三章你记不记得主耶稣在犹太地的时候和门徒住在那里施洗结果约翰呢也施洗约翰在 靠近埃顿地方也施洗。
And we know that this John the disciples baptized, and then John disciples were all John the Baptist was also baptized nearby near the Salem.
但是有一